Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of the Voodoo Education and Root Work Spot. Yes, this is your host, Queen D, and I'm back. I love saying it because it steps on toes. That's the only thing that I love to say that aggravates is the war. Okay, I promise an exciting show this week. Yes, it's exciting because there's a lot of information that needs to be out here and a lot of rejoiceful things that have come out of my cases. Okay, first of all, I thank all of my listeners and I thank all of my followers. I thank the snoopers, and they know what they can do for me. They can kiss my ass. They can kiss my royal ass. Do you know that people are so nosy that they change up on their names and numbers and everything just to spy on you? Do you know that your neighbors could be your worst enemy because there's something that they can do, and I'm not talking about magical, to spy on you, and then tapping to your phone line. You know, some neighbors get mad with other neighbors because some of us do not speak our business out here, not to them or anyone else. Well, what goes around comes around. When you start to dig that ditch, you better make it big enough so that you can fall in it. And I'm going to give you an example of falling in a ditch. And I won't call any name. I'll call neighbor A. That's the villain, and neighbor B. Had things going on for a long time. Her and her family. Looking like a stick person from way down in the boonies. Well, guess what? Victory is neighbor B. Because their butts is all over the newspaper, and they're still being watched. They got busted. Yes, they did. I know from y'all listening in, how do y'all feel? Really? You did all of that talking. Oh, I got my package today. Let me go out here and do this, telling everybody in the neighborhood what you going to do, and then your ass has got busted. Well, well, well. How do you feel? You're the rich and famous, but you got busted. You're not so rich and famous, are you? You dug a ditch and fell in it yourself. You spit at innocent people, innocent neighbors, and then fell in the ditch. Tickled at you. You are so smart. See, I know about this because I read. I listen to the news, too. Okay, you made a call on the innocent one saying that the people had roaches jumping off the house, and your child went over there. That was a lie. Oh, they didn't go at me for DVD. It came for you. He had new detectives in there, new police, and they was ready to shoot you. And then you had the audacity to have sex with the police. I don't see how he can stand that because you got some 1100 going on there. Uh-oh, did I say that? Oh, okay. Now let's talk about something more important than you. I hope you heard it real good. You got a problem. My information is all over the web. Call me after the show. Okay, let's go into something else. I hope that everyone in the southeast saw the moon 3 nights ago, I believe. It started off as an eclipse moon, but it ended up pink, blood moon. We had a blood sun a few days ago, and things occur. you can do good magic and you can do bad magic. And the results come quickly. But otherwise, it's just a sign that God is coming back. It's in the atmosphere, all the tremors in the earth that aren't usually in certain places. The changing of the weather. You're cool 1 minute and you're hot the next. The budding of the trees, some trees look like wintertime. But the evildoers are still out here trying to bother innocent people. I don't claim that it's right, and I hope that many of you don't. The three-headed beast is already here. You know, your boldness deceives you. You build your nest in the cleft of the rock. But it is true, God is going to bring you down from there if you don't stop what you're doing. You know, prayer, I know that people pray for money just to get by. People are praying to be rich. But when you go to God, you go to Him for what you need. And another thing, I know that many people have heard a rich man has a very slim chance of getting into the gate of heaven. But you know, I'm not going to sit here and talk on this all day. I could go on. Many of you think that you have to go to a church to take tithe. There are good people out here that's trying to get their own church started, and they're asking for an offering, even if it's a quarter. But some of you don't realize, get a quarter. That is still a blessing. It's more than what you had. You can have a few dollars in your pocket, but you get that quarter, you got a quarter more. So you think about that. You know, my victory in this certain case that I just mentioned is enough for me, because neighbor B has been through so much. But see, after the strike down, you're still neighbor A. You are still trying to pick and prod, and something else is coming your way. Everything that you plotted against neighbor B, you got more punishment coming. What can you say? What can you do? You can't do nothing but hide your face. You're going to be in that same hole. You better go on and eat. Because with your illness, if you don't eat, your immune system is down and you might get sick. And everybody in this certain area, you might know who I'm talking about. You better talk to your husband and your boyfriend, your son, not to go near this woman. Why would you have to pay for tail? There's plenty of women out here, but to go to that person and pay for some tail, you got to be mighty desperate. Let's move on, because I have gotten my point across. No, I haven't. When you pick a kid, stuff happened to you. You picked at their children, didn't you? You plotted to hurt their children, didn't you? But see, that goes back to what I was saying. When you do these things, you don't know who you're dealing with. You don't know what they do, who they know, person they know. You don't know what information they're going to give them. So what did that make you? Trapped? Very trapped. All right, now I will move on. Okay, you know, with my client, like I said, and could be some more workers. No, two workers work the same. Mine, I know when they are doing what I ask them to do because they're getting their results. If they're not doing what I ask them to do, they're in misery. They're burning their phone up or they're knocking at the door all times of the day and night. Again, do what your worker tells you to do. You come to us for help. Don't be a know-it-all. If you know everything, then you don't have to come to us. And to the children that I see in some of my cases, there's some big to do in life. They need to listen. They need to obey their parents. They need to respect their parents. If you're supposed to get your, if you're supposed to get your behind up and go to church, if that's what they're telling you, you need to get your behind up and go to church. Stop making excuses, young man and young woman. I don't have any shoes. My clothes is wet. Wet. See, the seed you sow is the seed you're going to reap because you're going to have a child that's going to do work. They know everything. Older people, they think know nothing. But little do they realize we have been there and probably been through work. Young people, open your ears. And then I have some young people that I've seen. They're gasping to get to church. They can't wait to go to church. That's their place of peace to the parents that really don't care. I don't send my children to church. Well, you're going to wish you had sent them somewhere. Because church is a place that's going to keep them out of trouble. For some parents, church is going to keep them from being like you. And I don't care if you don't like that. I'm always going to come straight with you. That's what you want, and that's what I would want. Now I'm going to go in a little bit of herb. Now I'm going to be proper because I have to pronounce my E's and my R's. If I don't, something is said about it. Let's go into incense. Cannabis. Everybody knows what cannabis is. Well, cannabis is used in hoodoo, voodoo, and some other works of magic. And conjure. It calms, and when added with other incense, it makes it stronger. There's more things that can be done with this, but I won't say it. See, this is the reason for this show, to tell you of things that are safe. No, I don't give out any conscious tips. Like I told you, I'm not going to see you go out there and hurt yourself on a bad conscious tip. Because this kind of work, you have to have the gift, the foresee, and many of us have more than one gift. You have to know exactly what you're doing. One wrong move could mess you up. That's why I say do exactly what us workers, sorcerers, witches, whatever you want to call us, tell you. We go through a lot for you. We risk our lives for you. And the least you could do is do it so. And let's go to a thing called Christ. Christ. When we mention Christ, don't get scared. If we cut it down for you because of your situation, don't try to take advantage of it. Let's go to Miss South Carolina Cat the Cat and Kangaroo. You cut the price down from $300 or $400 and cut it to $175. And workers, if you're listening in, you know what I'm talking about. And they're talking about sending $20 or $30. What is that? Some things require electricity. Some things require our gas and other things. And that ain't even going into our energy that you are draining out of our bodies when we have to do certain things. Yes, I'm in workers' woes. Workers' woes. Stop going into that church looking for a man. Everybody is looking at you, Chesapeake cheesecake. Everybody's talking about you. The man that told you he didn't want you. You don't even know his name. And you don't. So please, just stop it. You've had one episode where you were red with a machete. Please let's not have another one. The egg. The fresh brown chicken egg. Where hen egg. It's used for many things. It's used to get people to stay away from you. It's used to get rid of your enemy, and I mean in the worst way. And this means a trip to the GY. If you're involved with a worker, you might want to ask about that because I'm not going to see it. And then you go out and do it on your own, and you're in a big mess. Going to the wrong spirit can mess you up. So your worker has to guide you. Let's say that it's a love situation. Okay, you can go to a relative, or you can go to someone that you knew everybody loved, and they love you. You can do that. Money situation is one ritual that you do, and you go to someone that's rich, well, that was rich. You can go to someone that was successful, that had a business, that works fine. But there are offerings that you have to take to the spirit, to the graveyard. There's a lot of work that can be done at the graveyard. There's a lot of work that can be done at a railroad track. And I won't mention that because that would sound so easy. Some of you got your pins up right now, and I'm not going to do it because that'll mess you up too. It'll mess you up just like the graveyard would. Chamomile, I will tell you this. People that want luck, and I mean good luck, you can wash your hands in chamomile tea, chamomile for some people, but I have to pronounce it that way. So chamomile tea, wash your hands in it before you go to the lottery, before you go to play cards, and it brings luck. And it may not do it on the first night, but after that, you will have success. You can bathe in the chamomile tea, and it will relax your body, but it will still bring you luck. It will still bring money for your home. Alfalfa does the same, but you don't bathe in it. Oh, you put it in front of your step. And there's certain things that you have to say. But you have to do this every week. So if you're a lazy person and don't want to do anything, then just leave it alone. Okay, I put a towel on here. I got a few towels. And I'm going to tell you why I call them towels. The towel stands there and breathes. He grazes and he grazes. Some cows are greased. Some are all mixed up. Instead of the cow, do you know that cows fight? Well, that's what the heat does. It makes humans fight like the cows do. It makes arguments come. So think about that before you open your mouth. And when you're in a store and someone is in front of you, do not try to rush them. Do not. I have seen people stand there with patience for about 20 or 30 minutes at the register. Okay. Then when they get up there, you got a lot of, oh,
I gotta do this.
Okay, that's not making any sense. And then you see some that the lady has a purse, they're looking over in the purse. And there's no way to go. You're going to look and see something you don't want to see. And that'll cause you to get hurt. You know, that brings negativity to you when you're aggravated. See, when you aggravate somebody else, it is not, I give it 20 minutes before somebody else aggravates you. And you bet your bottom dollar on that. Let's see, I spoke about lavender, the lodestone. Setting up the light. If you're going to set light, talk to your work. There's certain ways that you need to anoint your candle. By then, the worker should have given you what you need to anoint your candle with and given you directions on which way to go. There's clockwise and counterclockwise. Okay, there's things that you can do to the outside of it. You can anoint it. There may be a symbol that you have to put on it before you anoint it. See, there's a whole lot to this work that I'm explaining. And I want to bring up something else. I have called, but sometimes the topics are so intense that I cannot get to you. And I've seen one call in there that has called every, and I'm sure that you remember back the lady that wanted the short, bald-headed man that she thought was ugly. And he was doing all kinds of ways. That is the one. Like I have said before, you call once and in 6 months to a year before I will put you on again. Because what if that time yet comes and somebody else needs to speak to me, ask questions about the topic, or ask questions about situations that's going on? They won't get a chance to do it because you're trying to hold time. And don't call just to have your voice all over the web. That's stupid. This is a serious situation. What I am talking is serious. And I will get my phone call any kind of way. Oh, I'm so sorry, y'all. I'm getting my phone call in my throat. I'm being a little forced here. So I'm going to take a sip of Mountain Dew, not alcohol. All right. I'm sorry, everybody. Now, we have a few more minutes to this show. Like I was going to tell you, don't do that because that irritates us. And there's a chance you might not get back on. Don't irritate your work because there's a chance they may turn you loose or worse. Don't tell the worker you're ready for business and you're not. That's taking time away from people that really won't work. And don't embarrass yourself if you're sending money to them. Don't send $10 and $20, $30, like the South. Don't do that. Because, see, some of us are going to hold money until you pay the whole thing. Or it will get sent back to you. And ain't no telling what's going to happen to you then. You know, to have a worker as a friend, I think that's a treat, a privilege. Don't bust that friendship. See, some people think because they've known you for a long time, You may not have heard from that general worker in a while, and you have something that come up. You think because you know each other, that they're going to give you a break. They're going to do things for you for free. I don't think so. That's not happening here. See, this is our business, and some of you need to realize that. This is our business, and we run it the way that we want to. It's not the way that you want. Now, the result is what you want. That happiness is what's in mind. But when you call all times of the night when you do things, when you want to do it the third time, you have to do something, and you decide to do it when you want to do it, we will drop you on work. And some of you know what work is. And when you are talking to a worker, keep your family quiet. Because if we're concentrating, we don't pick up stuff about the child. And some parents don't like to hear anything about their children. So that's a warning. So to Miss Millicent, now she's Millicent. First it was Miss Caldwell. Then there was Fat Funky Fudge. Oh, yeah. So low as his sister. So now it's just Funky Fudge. Stop dipping. Come to me direct. Anything you want to know, I tell you. And people, the ones out here that's tormented by your loved ones, by your friends, if you haven't done anything to them, you know, some places are not for you. Some places are dead to you that you have taken all that you can take, and it's time for you to go on. Because the latter end is better than the earlier. Oh, there's much happening somewhere else. You have all this confusion around you. The best thing would be to start fresh. But when you go into a new place, make sure you cleanse it out for someone has lived there. Because they can have negativity on them. Someone could have been doing something to them and they didn't know it. You don't know what could be the issue. So therefore, you need to get in touch with a worker to find out about a cleansing. And I say that all the time because that's very important. All of the calls in the world are important when it comes to this work. To me, I take time with everybody. I try to treat people equally. But I know a bullshitter when I hear it. I know a sneaky person when I hear it. Like I told you about the kangaroo and the stuff. Don't think that you're out sticking us. Because we see what you're doing. You know things are important. Even if it's for you or your child, it's important. If it wasn't important and you couldn't do nothing with it, you wouldn't have to come to me. That's what I have to say about that. You know, we get tired. Just like everybody missed. It's always a big myth about something. In that area, if a bird flies over and they see the shadow, they think someone has done something to them and they're ready to ride. But they want to ride there and do stuff for nothing. That's not going on in this corner. Not ever. You know what the rest of you feel. So I hope that everyone has enjoyed my show today. I'm so happy to be speaking with you. I'm so proud of the victory, Neighbor B. Oh, I'm proud of your victory. And you're going to have more victory. And to my mother, I love you so much. And I will always be there for you. I will never turn my back. See, that's what some of you need to be saying to your mother and your children. I love all my nieces and nephews. Let's not leave them out. And my little sis. So, until next weekend, I hope everybody is blessed. I hope that this week brings you joy. I love you.